Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back in. It's been a little bit of a rough game here, and the Raptors are working through it. They go back to Brent Gallegos on the mound, and he's going to try and get things going along. This is his first appearance on the rubber for the Raptors this season, as he did appear as a batter the first three games of the season. The first two, he recorded a hit in. He was 3-for-8 from the plate in the first two games, but went hitless last night. First pitch here is going to hit the batter. Josh McClintock will walk on over to first base, and again, not the way that the Raptors wanted to start this frame. They keep walking them batters, and that's the 13th free pass of the game. Third hit by pitch of the game. Most hit by pitches in the game on the season was 6 they hit yesterday. They've hit 9 Woodchucks batters in these two games. Is that pitch on the outside edge for strike number 1? Charlie Longmire at the plate. Left-handed batter. Going to see what he can do. He's got an 0-1 count with the runner on first base. Nobody out in the bottom of the 6th. 7-run lead for the Woodchucks. Longmire going to try to add to that. The designated hitter watches the next pitch go outside for ball number 1. 1-1 count. Longmire's last time up, he rounded over to first base. It was 3 unassisted. Ended that 4th inning. McClintock, a threat to steal second base, but doesn't take off there as the pitch misses low for ball number 2. It's a 2-1 count. And Gallegos hoping to get back on track and find more of the strikes. And it seems like he was maybe a little bit shell-shocked from allowing 3 straight hits back to start off his outing in the 5th. But then he started getting a little wild, and he gets wild there. It goes over the backstop, bounces back, but not enough for Adrian to make a throw down to second to catch the runner. So wild pitch as McClintock goes over to second base. Longmire's got a 3-1 count now. Nobody out, runner on second base for the left-handed batter. Gallego stepping off the mound now and taking time. Longmire, he's sitting patiently over there and in the game. 0-for-1. Has an RBI thanks to a sack fly that he had in the second. Also drew a walk back in the first. This is his 4th plate appearance of the game. And the 3-1 is on the outside edge. Number 2 got a 3-2 count. That's a big strike right there. You got to make sure that you get that confidence. Even if you do issue the walk, you got to feel like you're getting strikes. And that's kind of what that'll do. So Gallegos lifts that glove high when he brings the ball into his hand. And the 3-2, it's a check swing. Did he? Oh, they're going to say it's a foul ball. So just got a piece of that one. And as it got away from Nick Adrian, is both the umpire and the catcher throw a ball back to Gallego, so he had to try and catch 2 of them. And so we'll throw one of them back off there. Gallegos is a guy who he likes to have fun out there. And he kind of looked back at the umpire and said, what, why are you doing that, man? 3-2 count, runner on second, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Longmire, and it's off the end of the bat, fouled back into the netting. So we'll redo 3-2 one more time. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Longmire certainly getting his work cut out for him. And the Rafters just trying to get through innings at this point. So now a 3-2 count. Gallegos, big breath there, and misses outside on the pitch. Ball number four, and that's another walk for the Woodchucks. So they got runners now on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Dylan Schlotterbeck stepping into the batter's box. Schlotterbeck, the shortstop for Wausau, trying to make something happen out here, but doesn't really need to. Just got to keep this inning going. Nobody out, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. This one is hit high in the air down the right field line, and that should reach foul territory. It does, but it was crushed. I think that one hit off the wall out there. Just to the right of that festival sign, right next to the 316 in right field. Sun is off in the distance, right in the clouds. It's a cloudy day out here, but a good one at that. Oh, one count for Schlotterbeck. Both teams 1-2 to start the season. Trying to get back to 500. Lead runner takes off, but it's fouled back and out of play by Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck is... He has got a single his last time up and caused some havoc on the base paths. A stolen base, then another stolen base, and came home to score on Easton Bryant's RBI single the very next plate appearance. And that's what he'll do for you. Schlotterbeck, a dangerous guy. He's got three stolen bases on the game. Runners on first and second still, though, because they had to go back. McClintock did take that last plate pitch, and he's going to do so again here, but the throw down to second instead, and he's going to be safe. Not quite enough to catch him going, and so it now goes to a 1-2 count for Schlotterbeck. Both runners advance. So runners on second and third with nobody out for the right-handed batter, and this one's hit up the middle towards shortstop. Garcia's there. He's going to throw to first, and it's high. It takes the man off the bag, and he's safe. So runners now on the corners. It's 11-3 Wausau in the sixth. Tough play right there, and the Rafters right now are struggling. They are struggling indeed, and that interested to see if it'll be recorded as a infield hit or an error, and looks like they're going to call it a single. Infield single, RBI for Dylan Schlotterbeck is this first pitch here to the left-handed hitting East Bryant. Is inside for ball number one. On third base, Charlie Longmire. On first base, Dylan Schlotterbeck. But you've got to expect he's going to take off at some point as this pitch misses outside again. It's 2-0. Gallegos just trying to find his zone. And you feel bad for him because that was a pretty good pitch that induced poor contact. Hit up the middle right towards the shortstop, but just not quite able to make that play. It was kind of a soft one. 2-0 is outside for ball number three, and a 3-0 count now to Easton Bryant. So Gallegos going to take a little bit of time, and Schlotterbeck maybe won't be taken off here because see what happens with the 3-0 count. So the 3-0 is outside, and he won't have to as there is another walk, and the bases are loaded. And Keegan Jerschle now up to the plate. Nobody out. Bases are juiced, and Ziggy's coming out here to talk with Gallegos, and maybe we'll be seeing a little bit of a bullpen arm coming down there, and we'll watch what happens as... Looks like there's definitely some movement down there, and Gallegos is going to exit the game, which means we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break here as a new pitcher comes on to the diamond for the Rafters. When we come back, it looks like it's Jaffet Martinez, but I'll get confirmation on that when we return from break here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Jaffet Martinez is indeed the new pitcher who's checking into the game for the Rafters as Gallegos finishes after just one inning of work. He allows four hits and four walks while also hitting one guy with a pitch. He did not record a strikeout and also... He did throw one wild pitch out there as well, but that was it for him, and he ended up facing a total of 11 batters as a reliever for the Rafters. Ended up with 38 pitches in the game, and Martinez coming in after making his debut just yesterday. He was activated, and he went two innings, and he was one of the guys that has really been able to locate the zone, and that's what he does. He attacks the strike zone, and you're hoping that you can see the same thing here because it's been a struggle so far for the Rafters to get those batted balls. That's what they want. They don't want the walks. They don't want the free passes, but that's what they've been seeing a lot of. Martinez hopefully going to change that up for Wisconsin Rapids, but we'll have to wait and see. As the first batter is Keegan Jerschle with the bases loaded, nobody out. All three of these would be on the line of Brent Gallegos, who at the moment has allowed five runs, three of them earned. And Martinez looking to fire. The right-hander gets it across the plate for strike number one. And Martinez, you go back to yesterday's game and went two innings pitched, allowing two runs. Both were earned on four hits, but did only issue one walk while striking out three. 0-1 count is outside for ball one. It brings it back to a 1-1. Keegan Jerschle singled his last time up, came around to score back in the fifth inning when he did so. We're here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 11-3 Wausau. Rafters trying to get back into this one. The 1-1 is a little high for ball number two. So 2-1 the count. Jerschle 1-for-2 on the game. He drew a walk back in the second. Flew out to right field in the third inning. And here's the 2-1. It is a little high again for ball number three. It's now a 3-1 count. And Martinez, after being pretty dialed in hitting the strike zone back in game number one, trying to avoid a bases-loaded walk here. This is a tough situation to enter into, though, and You're hoping that he can avoid the pressure as this one is fouled back into the netting and makes it a 3-2 count. So Martinez getting two strikes in the count. That's really what you need. The Rafters haven't seen too many counts that have gone to two strikes. And that's been part of their problem in issuing walks. They saw just one count go to two strikes in the fifth inning. They did see two counts go to two strikes in this frame, but both of them resulted with a runner reaching base. The 3-2 count, fouled back into the netting, will redo it. Again, not a lot of runners seeing those two strikes. Back in the second inning, not a single one saw two strikes. Saw a two-strike count, I should say. They did see two strikes, but they were one ball's put in play, and none of them saw that two-strike count. But we do have a two-strike count here. 3-2, nobody out, and it's a swing and a miss. Strikeout swinging, and a huge one for Jaffet Martinez. Working from down in the count, 3-1 to get the K, and it brings up Jake Weatherspoon with one out. And the ground ball double play, or any double play, could end the inning without further damage. Still, it's 11-3, but even in games like this, every run does matter because you never know what's going to happen. It's similar to last night. Rafters led 10-4, but the Woodchucks made it a one-run game. This one misses low in the dirt for ball number one. So it could really get close at some point, but the Rafters have to do their best to not allow any more. So now a 1-0 count. Martinez brings the leg up. He fires home but misses high. It's ball number two. The sun setting off in the distance. Not quite at the tree line just yet as we are across 8:15 Central Time here in Wisconsin. Base is still loaded with one away. Martinez, a slow delivery. He fires and it's fouled right into the Wausau dugout. At least into the fence in front of it, I should say. Jake Weatherspoon at the plate. He's the catcher for the Woodchucks. 1-for-2 on the game. He drew a walk his last time up. And Martinez hoping to get on the right track here. And a swing and a miss is how he does that. Makes it back to a 2-2 count. Was working down 2-0. Now he's got it back even. One strike away from making it the second out in the frame, and Martinez certainly has the strikeout stuff. He's got four strikeouts as a Rafter. That's pretty big for them as another ball is going to miss from the bullpen and come all the way down here into the field of play. So we'll take a little bit of some time as whoever that first base coach is. We've got a little bit of a tinted window here, so I can't really tell who that is, unfortunately, over at first base. But 2-2 count with one away as Martinez gets ready to bring it home, and it's fouled back into the netting. Once more, we'll do the 2-2, and you just feel different with Martinez on the mound. He's really attacking that zone exactly as I had kind of hoped that he would do earlier. And that's going to be big for the Rafters getting any momentum, potentially, if they want to. And Martinez will go again on the 2-2. This one's hit off the end of the bat and fouled high and out of play. So seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. 2-2 count once more. Base is still loaded with one away. Eight-run game. Martinez trying to keep it that way is once again, this is fouled off. So three straight foul balls on the 2-2 count, and eighth pitch of the plate appearance comes up next. Smaller than that. Put it like that. And the Rafters coming back home to Witter Field tomorrow for a two-game set with Rockford as this one is, guess what, fouled off once more. Four straight foul balls from Jake Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon just saying, I want to stay in this batter's box as long as I can. You know what? We've seen a couple of plate appearances like this against Wausau. That's how the entirety of the ninth inning felt like last night. As here's a breaking ball and a swing and a miss. Nasty stuff from Jaffet Martinez, and he gets a second straight strikeout swinging. And there's two away here in the sixth inning. Zach Knowlton now stepping up to the plate. This is his fourth plate appearance, first at bat potentially. Base is loaded for Knowlton, and the right-handed batter takes the first pitch for strike number one. I feel like that's got to be one of the first pitch strikes we've seen in a while. That first pitch strike percentage has not been great. And Martinez able to get that, though, as this one is hit high in the air. Could be playable. It's in shallow right field. First baseman over to it, and Thompson makes the catch for out number three. So that does it. Martinez comes in. He goes 1-2-3. But earlier in the frame, there was one run scored. So one run scored on one hit. And there are three runners left on base after no errors from the rafters. It's 11-3, Wausau through six. Seventh inning comes up next here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And thanks for joining us tonight as we hit the seventh inning of action. It's an 11-3 game, a little bit of a doozy here in Wausau, but game's not over. Game's still being played. If it was over, well, then why would they keep playing? As the first pitch here is going to miss outside for ball number one to Luke Skinner. And finally, Carter White is out of the game after a dominant performance where he goes five innings. And the 1-0 count is in there for strike number one. Brings it to a 1-1. Up into the game now, it's Braden Mazzucano, left-handed pitcher. And there's a swing and a miss from Skinner to make it a 1-2 count. And so after those five innings, the final line for Carter White was phenomenal as that pitch misses low and outside for ball number two. 2-2 count. White ends up going five innings, doesn't allow a run, just one hit and one walk while striking out six. Whew. That pitch is outside, and now we are full. 3-2 count to Luke Skinner, his third plate appearance of the game. He struck out looking his last time up. Left-handed batter, trying to get things rolling along and seeing what he can do. 3-2 count, this one is fouled down the first base line. So we'll see a seventh pitch here in the first plate appearance of Braden Mazzucano in this game. But, man, just can't stop thinking about how good Carter White was. He retired his last 10 consecutive batters faced. Here's the 3-2. It's a swing and a miss, and that trend keeps on going as Braden Mazzucano retires the first batter on the K. Nick Adrian stepping up to the plate now with one out. Adrian, the right-handed batter. Going to see if he can change his tides right now, change his tune. One away, base is empty. The first pitch in there for called strike number one. Adrian, the catcher for the Rafters tonight, his first bit of defensive action has been a little bit up and down and trying to continue to improve with every opportunity that he gets as that pitch misses inside. Ball number one, 1-1 count. The Rafters did lead 3-0 in the first as this one's hit over to shortstop. He'll have a long throw to first, but they got him in time. It's a nice little play by Dylan Schlotterbeck, and Wausau keeps on rolling. That's 12 consecutive batters retired, and the Rafters still haven't seen a man on base since Hiroto Kobayashi in the third inning as we are in the top of the seventh. J.J. Garcia stepping up to the plate. And he's got to be ready to go here as he puts this one into right field, and that gets down to for a hit. Rafters finally get a man aboard, and it's a two-out single from J.J. Garcia. That one not a barrel, but he got on base. I asked him earlier, what's the quote of the day today? Garcia told me just that. Don't have to get a barrel to get on base. Gallegos was the guy I asked for the quote of the day for yesterday, but I'll share his in a second as the first pitch to Jack Guerrero is outside for ball number one. Gallegos said if he ain't first, you're last. As this pitch misses outside for ball number two, but well, he was first on the team in hits entering the game, and well, then he was no longer first on the team in hits, which I guess would mean that he's last, although he isn't, as the 2-0 count is in there for strike number one. So maybe he was talking a little more figuratively, but well, J.J. Garcia's did relate a little more to what we've seen today. 2-1 count, two away, runner on first for the Rafters as it's fouled back into the netting, and it's a 2-2 count. Guerrero, his fourth plate appearance of the game. He flew out to center field his last time up. I mean, that was a flyout. I mean, that was crazy play in center by Smith Johnson. As here's a swing and a wave. That's out number three. Strikeout number two of the game for Braden Mazzucano, and he retires them after allowing just the one hit. They leave him stranded, no runs, and it's still an 11-3 ball game here as we hit the seventh inning stretch live from Wausau. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This May, you can have a chance to win it all during Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Mayopoly Mayhem. Earn entries for a chance to roll the dice in the Mayopoly Mayhem game, where you can win rewards play, lots of cash, and so much more. The better you roll, the more you can mayopolize on your winnings. You can have a chance to spin the Spinopoly wheel to win even more great prizes. It's Mayopoly Mayhem at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing. Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Yeah, let's get some good pitching going here. Jeff and Martinez, how about it? He had one inning, retired all three batters that he faced. See if he can keep it going here into the seventh. I liked what I've been seeing from him, and looking forward to a good frame here. I'm feeling it. Hopefully you guys are feeling it from home as well, or wherever you're watching it from. If you're in your car, tuned in to WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thank you to all of our listeners from tonight's game. It's been a bit of a rough one so far, but alas, we are still playing, and the Rafters still have a chance. And we'll see what Jaffet Martinez can do as he gets a swing and a miss from Christian Smith-Johnson on the first pitch that he throws. On one count, it's 11-3. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Wausau's got the lead, still trying to add to it. Rafters got a couple of more chances, but, well, if you evenly split it up, it's four runs in an inning, and that's what you need as this one's hit high in the air into center field. That one, not much of a run for Clayton, and he'll come down with the ball for out number one. So that's the first time that Smith-Johnson hasn't gotten onto first base, although he is 1-for-3 in the game, and one of those times he reached was just on a fielder's choice, and then he was thrown out on the base paths actually twice. Did score a run, though, as Ryan Pruitt stepping up to the batter's box, left-handed batter going up against the righty Martinez. First pitch to him is in there for called strike number one, and I was talking about it last inning. Man, you just love to see first pitch strikes. That's what you got to do if you're a Rafters pitcher. Get those first pitch strikes. You're going to feel a heck of a lot more confident working with that lead. Even if you offer a ball the next time, 1-1 count, you're still feeling good. That's exactly what happens here. 1-1 count as he misses outside. Ryan Pruitt at the plate. Fifth time today, still yet to record a hit. He is 0-for-2. But he drew a walk and a hit by pitch in the first and second innings. As this one is hit in the air towards right field. This one is hitting, and that's off the, no, it was off the wall, but foul. And it looked like it was going to be foul, but kept hooking, and wasn't sure if it hit down that line or not, but just a bit foul. So Ryan Pruitt going to stay and redo it. He's got a 1-2 count now, and Martinez trying to go for strikeout number three. 1-2 count with one away, bases empty in the bottom of the seventh inning. 8-run lead for the Woodchucks. Martinez fires. This one is popped in the air. Adrian racing for the netting, but it's going to hit behind and off the awning above the press box, straight behind home plate. 1-2 count once more. Pruitt's last time up, he grounded into a double play. It was a 4-6-3 to end the fifth inning, and that one a relatively simple double play, but still, it's always impressive when you got one of those. 1-2 count with one away. Here's the pitch to the lefty, and Pruitt's going to foul it once more. So sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up. We've seen a lot of these from Wausau. They fight in these counts. I mean, it takes a lot to get them to strike out or put one into play that doesn't seem like a good piece to hit. So here's the 1-2 from Martinez. This one is hit high in the air down the left field line, but hooking, and that's foul. Off the top of that balcony over there in left field. And that's a nice down here. They got a nice little ballpark in Y Athletic Park. Just about a 50-minute to an hour drive from Wisconsin Rapids. Closest opponent for the Rafters. So we'll do 1-2, and this one is ripped in the air into right field. Going back, and he's able to make the catch at the wall. Whew. That one was ripped out there and thought for a second it was going to go, but right at the warning track and able to make the catch was Hiroto Kobayashi. So there is the second out of the inning. Both fly outs to the outfield, but hey, he's getting out. It's Martinez. He's getting through the lineup. That's what you got to do right now. So Martinez looking home to fire. And this pitch is fouled back by Josh McClintock. 0-1 count. McClintock, his fifth plate appearance. He's gotten on base three times. A walk, and a hit by pitch. He's got two RBIs in the game, one thanks to a ground out. Here's the 0-1 to him, and it's hit high in the air. And that one is going to be caught at second base. And Noah Ruiz is able to bring it home, and that is out number three. So the Woodchucks go three up, three down. Martinez, six consecutive batters retired. He is looking good right now, and that does it for the seventh inning. Quick break, and we'll come back with more action for you. We finally will have the eighth inning. What will the Raptors do? We'll see when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Raptors.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's about time the Raptors score some runs. How about it? Top of the eighth here, and they get back to work. Back to the number two man in the order, Drew Thompson. He leads things off here. First baseman for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. 0-for-3 on the game, though. Still looking for his first hit as a Raptor. This pitch misses inside for ball number one. And while I say first hit, I believe he actually did get recorded for a hit back in the first inning. In my scorebook, I put it down as four unassisted just because I didn't know how to mark a runner's interference call, but that pitch is in the dirt for ball number two. So Drew Thompson did reach first base, and then he came around to score back in the first inning. 2-0 count. This one is ripped down the third baseline, but foul. So a 2-1 count now to the two-way player, Drew Thompson. Thompson on the mound, three innings pitched. Four runs allowed, three hits, four walks, four strikeouts yesterday. Got a 2-1 count from the plate as he swings and misses at this pitch, and the count runs back to 2-2. Thompson, he batted .225 this past season at North Central Texas. However, at a .782 OPS, he got on base pretty well. 2-2, swings and misses here, though. He won't get on base as he'll go back to the dugout with out number one. That's a new pitcher on the mound, by the way, that I didn't catch out there. It's Nolan Bernard out there, a freshman from South Florida. and Nolan Bernard. Having a good first batter, a strikeout there, very similar to Braden Mazzucato, who pitched just the one inning. Seventh frame, a hit. As now righty at the plate is Ashton Zacher. Well, actually, this is Jack Obrasky at the plate. Jack Obrasky pinch hitting. So no Ashton Zacher. And Obrasky will take this pitch, and it's no balls, two strikes. Obrasky, another two-way player. So that's back-to-back pitchers in the lineup for Wisconsin Rapids. And he swings and misses, and that's out number one. That's his first plate appearance as a Rafter, and unfortunately doesn't go his direction as he replaces Ashton Zacher as the designated hitter, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. That's actually the first pinch hitter of the season for the Rafters. They have not pinch hit a player this season up until today. So a little bit of a change up was feeling necessary by Ziggy, but doesn't do anything there. Two outs, both on strikeouts from Nolan Bernard, and a swing and a miss here from Royce Clayton Jr. makes it an 0-1 count. And the Rafters really not getting any momentum right now, and it kind of feels like they all are kind of in one mindset right now, and when things are clicking, it's clicking, but when things aren't, a little bit rough as that's in there for strike number two. 0-2 count. Clayton had been one of the hotter batters for the Rafters. He's got a hit in all four games. He had the hit back in the first inning, and that's when really the Rafters were still cooking. Second inning, though, they went silent and haven't scored since, as that's a check swing, but he did go, and that's another strikeout. Three straight strikeouts for Nolan Bernard. He strikes out the side in the eighth, and well, not the way that the Rafters offense wanted to go out. They'll have one more shot in the top of the ninth, but before that, they've got to get three outs in the bottom of the frame. When we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, another pitching change for the Rafters. It's the man of the season opener who ended up going four innings pitched, allowing just one run. He retired his first nine batters as a Rafter. And then they turn to him now for the second time this season out of the bullpen. It's Brennan Cohen. Cohen, a right-handed pitcher. I already mentioned it. I mean, he was dialed in back in that first outing, and one of the two guys I mentioned earlier that have really been able to locate, Martinez the other one, and Cohen one of two who have seen some success attacking the strike zone, and he shows that off right here. First pitch strike against Charlie Longmire. Bottom of the eighth, not Charlie Longmire. We got a pinch hitter coming in here. Quigley coming in. as this one is hit over to shortstop. Quigley over to first, not in time, as Garcia makes the throw across the diamond, and 6-3 on the putout for number 33. Anthony Quigley, the guy who ended up making it over there as a pinch hitter. He was pinch hitting for the designated hitter, so just designated hitting. Behind him now, it's Dylan Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck, right-handed batter. Base is empty, one out, and a breaking ball that misses a little high from Cohen. Ball number one. Well, Martinez had a great outing, I would say. Well, very good outing at the very least. He stranded the bases loaded, coming in with nobody out. Bases loaded, I mean, didn't allow any of those inherited runners to score. Didn't allow any runners to score himself as well. He went six up, six down. That was his outing. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, no walks. And he also had two strikeouts as this one is hit into the middle, and that gets into the outfield for a one-out single. So Dylan Schlotterbeck on to first base with a one-out single. Big play for him. That's his fourth hit of the game. Four hits for Dylan Schlotterbeck, and after a good game yesterday, he just keeps it rolling. He loves playing Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah, remember that name, guys. Dylan Schlotterbeck. Next time that Rafters play, he's going to be a key player to watch. He's just dialed in on this Rafters pitching. He's over on first base, and now it's Easton Bryan at the plate. Left-handed batter watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. One away, runner on first. Let's see what he can get going here. Cohen trying to deal and misses away for ball number two. 2-0 count. Cohen, he had a first pitch strike against the first batter. That batter was retired. His second batter, though, first pitch ball. Looks like you got to get that first pitch strike. We'll see. 2-0 count. This one is hit into center field. Clayton running up on it, and the shortstop running out, not able to make the play. There are now two men on. It's another single. Back-to-back singles for the Woodchucks. Dylan Schlotterbeck over to second base. Brings up Keegan Jerschle. Jerschle for the fifth time today. Going to see how much he can put up as for a fight against the Rafters. I mean, this is a key opportunity. Cohen, like I said, he had retired his first nine batters. And really, it felt like he could have gotten out of that fourth inning without allowing a run, as that pitch misses low for ball number one to Jerschle. Felt like he could have gotten out of that frame without a run if it hadn't been for the lights playing tricks on the eyes of Royce Clayton Jr. It's a tough play to make when late at night it's lost in the lights sometimes, as this one is hit down the right field line and well out of play. So a 1-1 count. Still an 11-3 Wausau lead as we are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters eyeing down their third loss of the season. Wausau trying to get back to 500. The 1-1 count misses high and tight over the head of the batter Jerschle, and now it's a 2-1 count. Jerschle, 1-for-3 on the game. He singled in the fifth. Last time up, though, struck out swinging. Came around to score back in that fifth thanks to a stolen base. Then a couple of batters behind him. But he also drew a walk in the second inning. Is that going to get in there for strike number two? So a 2-2 count. Jerschle, the second baseman, right-handed batter. Runners on first and second with one away. Cohen looking back to second base a couple of times. Now this one is popped up to the left side of the field. Trailing over to the left, Garcia makes the play very casually for out number two. So both runners staying put. And Jake Weatherspoon up to the plate now. Every single batter in the starting lineup has reached base at least one time. Actually, everyone has reached base at least twice. The only one who hasn't, Anthony Quigley, but he isn't in the starting lineup, which is why I made that specification. So runners on first and second, two away, and the first pitch here is in there, called strike number one. There we go. Hit that first pitch strike on Jake Weatherspoon, right-handed batter. Catcher for the Woodchucks. One for three in the game, and it's called strike number two. Cohen locating well here, trying to get another shutout inning for the Rafters. This is his first appearance since the season opener. Game four of the season. He's had a couple of days of rest. Getting back to work, he looks back to second. Now gets ready to fire, comes home with it, and that's fouled off. So 1-2 count. Owen trying to finish off this frame and hit the Rafters back up to bat at an 8-run game. Wausau was down 3-0 in the first inning. As this pitch, a breaking ball that misses above the head of Weatherspoon. Rafters led 3-0 after one, and then in the bottom of the second inning, it was a 4-run frame for Wausau. They took the lead, and they added a single run in the third, a single run in the fourth. That made it 6-3, and then in the fifth inning, that's where things really came apart. 4 runs there in the fifth. And time is called as... that's a pitch clock violation. So counts as a ball for him. So a 3-2 count for Brennan Cohen. Now the throw home. This one's hit up the middle. It's off the mound and into center field. One run's coming home around to score, and it is a 12-3 game in the eighth. RBI single for Jake Weatherspoon, and second run allowed of the season off of Brennan Cohen. Easton Bryant moves from first to second on it. And it was Dylan Schlotterbeck who came home to score. Schlotterbeck didn't steal any bases that time around, so that's something. Held him off getting those extra stolen bases. Still, though, Wausau is a speedy on the base paths. Is Cohen trying to get out of this? 12-3. Two outs. Runners still on first and second. The new batter, right-handed swinger, Zach Knowlton. First pitch, low and outside for ball number one. Knowlton, the left fielder for Wausau. 0-1 on the game. He's drawn 3 walks. Come around to score twice. Also has an RBI. 1-0 count. Just a bit outside, ball number two. And Cohen, I got a chance to talk to him in the pregame interview 2 days ago. Talking to him about his time here in Wisconsin Rapids. Still kind of getting adjusted, but he's been from the Wisconsin area. As that's in there for strike number one, 2-1 count. So it's not too much of a culture shock to move up to Wisconsin Rapids. Especially on a little bit of a cooler day compared to some other parts of the U.S. As that pitch is going to miss outside, and it's all of a sudden 3-1 here. I say cooler than other parts of the U.S. It's 60 degrees and cloudy here in Wausau. That's pretty nice, at least to me. But 60 degrees can get colder when you're trying to keep arms warm, as the 3-1 is in there, called strike number two, 3-2 count. And Brennan Cohen, he was kind of just saying he was added by Ziggy back in that pregame interview that I was talking about. He was added by Ziggy to throw strikes. That's his deal. He attacks the strike zone, and that's what he's going to do. He's not going to walk players, but he does it right there. He's trying not to walk players, and that's just the first walk of the game, though. So, you know what? You can give him a pass there. One walk, sure. One walk, 2 innings. That's about what he's... he's issued 3 walks on the season. And he's thrown 4 2/3 innings, so he's right about on pace. That's not a bad clip for right now, and certainly has done a lot better at limiting the free passes. Obvious Raptors pitchers today, as this one is hit grounder over the right side of the infield, picked up, and Thompson will step on the bag himself for out number three. So despite loading the bases, it was only one run on three hits. There were no errors and three men left for Wausau, as it is a 12-3 game through eight. Raptors last chance. That comes up next from a team of HR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Three outs for the Raptors, but they find themselves down 9 at the top of the ninth inning. So, 3 runs per out, that's all they need. I think we got it. Coming up in the top of the ninth, 2 up, it's Hiroto Kobayashi, Noah Ruiz, and Luke Skinner. That's what they got to work with to start things going, although the last 4 Raptors have all been retired via the strikeout. And the pitcher on the mound is still Nolan Bernard, and this one is a grounder foul on the third baseline. 0-1 count to Kobayashi, who's reached base multiple times in all 4 games so far. He has only been retired 1 time in this game. That was in the 6th on a 5-3 putout. It's this one. This is low for ball number 1. 1-1 count. Kobayashi always locked in. I was talking to him earlier today. You know, he's been here longer than anyone else. I was like, hey, you gone out on the town at all? You seen around Wisconsin Rapids? This one misses outside for a 2-1 count. He was telling me, he was like, I got to the YMCA. Worked out a little bit. But he was like, I'm locked in. As that's in there for strike number 2. 2-2 count. Hasn't really checked out too much, but... And that just tells you the work ethic this guy has. I mean, he comes into the ballpark every day. He wants to hit. He wants to get better every single time. 2-2 count. As this one is over to the third base side. 5-3, and they got him for out number 1. But he's a guy that you want on your team. I mean... If you don't have somebody who always shows up and works like Kobayashi, I mean, it doesn't set really the mood that you want in the clubhouse. And he doesn't really seem to be affected by the ebbs and flows of the season, the ups and downs. And that's what you love to see. Noah Ruiz, he was riding a high after last game's home run, but been in a little bit of a rut today. 0-3 on the game. The first pitch to him misses low for ball number 1. Ruiz wanted to give himself something memorable for the short bus ride back to Wisconsin Rapids. And he was the guest on our pregame show here as he'll rip that one over to shortstop, but there in time, 6-3, and that's out number 2 in the ninth. Raptors down to their last out here in Wausau. And this would be the third loss of the season for the Raptors as they look to get back on track with a two-game series at home against Rockford tomorrow and Saturday before they hit the road and head to Lake Shore over the weekend. And those are going to be some must-win games as they try and get back up to 500. With two outs, this one is first pitch, hit to the right side of the infield, it's off the end of the glove, now trying to get him at first. Yes, they got the tag. Barely tagging him right there. Somehow, that is out number three. Technically 1-3 on the putout because it was off the end of the pitcher's glove trying to recover it, and ends up in the first baseman's as Bryant goes over and tags him for out number three. So the Raptors go down 1-2-3 in the ninth, and the final score of the game, it's 12-3 Wausau here from the Woodchucks home, from the Borough, and that's going to do it for the game. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we finally got that post-game show for you before we go ahead and hit the road back to Wisconsin Rapids for a two-game set. We'll come back talking about the game, recapping that, and a look back.